bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and it's just been such a great night. And I'm really thrilled because God is really working in each and every one of us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And when we allow Him to work, then His work gets done. And so God is energizing us at all times. He's really working in us. And, you know, a faithful ambassador is healing. So that one that is faithful before God to do the things that God is putting in their hearts, to be led by the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, and to speak by the Spirit. These things are just so important. And we know that the Scriptures are so very important too. We know to read them, and as God is directing us, we read records and passages. We see how God worked with people's faith, how God changes the person, not the circumstance. If anything's going to change, He'll change us first. And I know that personally for myself, you know, making that committed decision to really do what God wanted me to do, really beseeching the Father, like God wants us to beseech Him, go to Him with all our hearts, with all our cares, with all our concerns about life and living and doctrine and understanding. And so when we really go to God and say, Father, look, I really want to do what You want me to do. But there's so many voices. There's so many doctrines. What do I believe? What is right? I only want to do what's right before You. And I don't want to be a follower of a man or a ministry. But I want to be led by Your Holy Spirit. And I thank You that You're going to lead me into all truth. That's a promise. And I believe that. And so as God works in us, He shows us the steps that we need to take. So we need to take the steps that God gives us, just like He did with me. You know, when I look back at the course of my life, God has been with me every step of the way. Even when I was in the wrong place, He guided me back to the right place. Just like an aeroplane, when it's on autopilot, is on a straight course to its destination. If the turbulence comes in and knocks it off, the autopilot brings it back on. And God works in us like that. You know, as we desire from Him the right things, He keeps us on course. God wants us to run our race that He set before us and to obtain the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And God is really working in you. And as we keep a single eye and a focused mind, then God will show you where to go, who to be connected to, what to receive, what to practice. So the things that God has been giving me personally, Lawrence Tor, the Son of God, Lawrence Christ, I've been following. You know, and many voices say, well, no, that's not the right way. This is not the right way. You're off course. You're not upholding the head, or you're not, you know, it's not just walking by the Spirit. But they don't realize, I understand that. It's many things. You know, we are to be led by the Spirit, but we got the wonderful grafting. Now, holy men of God, they spake as they was what? Moved by the Holy Spirit. They didn't sit down and will to write the Scriptures, write the Holy Scriptures. You know, God wasn't moving Moses' hand to write what He wanted. You know, God put His Spirit on Moses and communicated to Moses what He wanted done. And it was done for him. And it's the same today. God is working in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Abraham, he was a prophet, but he never foretold future events. He always spoke forth. So prophecy is either foretelling or forthtelling. Like in manifestations of Holy Spirit, when we give a word of prophecy, we are forthtelling. Now, it may include some foretelling. All depends how God is energizing and working and what He wants communicated. But we always know that is to edification, to exhortation, to comfort. So God is really working this whole thing. Like, it's not man-directed. This soon fellowship is not man directed. God wants to put into your hands the information that you can apply so that you can be fruitful. God wants you to be very, very fruitful, very productive. And with the sound doctrine, you can be very productive. And as you begin, God then starts to lead you. He starts to show you. you'll start to hear things that you believed once to be true, to be biblically accurate, as not kind of biblically accurate. And then you start to be enlightened. You know, that your eyes are being enlightened in the revelation, the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. So we are sons of God. Now we heard it tonight, as he is, Jesus. Right now, so are we in this world. So if we're sons of God, do you believe that? I believe that. Then we need to act like sons of God. How did the Son of God move with the Heavenly Father? We know he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. And he wasn't tempted before those days ended in that wilderness. It was when Jesus was at the point of his need, when he was afterward a-hungered, that the tempter come to him, bringing his narrative, bringing his information, okay, which Jesus stood up to with the truth. Jesus also quoted, "It is written." Okay, and he spoke and quoted the right words for the right attack because God was giving him those words. God was bringing to his mind what to say, what to do. So when you're in those situations that come up against you, we don't rely on our own strength to get us out of a situation, to overcome a problem, to overcome a challenge, but we go to the Heavenly Father. This wonderful holiday that we've had this week away, just 2 hours from our home, has been very refreshing. And usually I like to lay in bed. That's my favourite thing to do on holiday. That's a holiday to me. Kim's holiday is on the beach, up early. And but I beat Kim up every day. God has woke me up every day. And I've got up every day. And I'm like, why am I awake now? You know, sometimes I would let everyone go to bed, so I like the quiet before I go to bed. And then I doze off in the chair, which I done, like I do in my office chair. But I was awake 4:30, 5 o'clock, and I didn't go back to bed. I just stayed up, and I just prayed. And then I'm saying, okay, Father, I'm awake. Now, what do you want me to pray? Father, show me what to pray. You know I can speak in the Spirit, which is perfect prayer, perfect praise, worships God. It builds up that inner man in me. And God was just showing me, now you pray, Lawrence, for your one labourer that is equal to 1,000,000. Sangate had done a teaching on your fields. And, you know, God's got a field for each of us. And you know, he wants us to really be fruitful. He wants you to have your labourer. That one person that's going to shake up where you are. And he'll put an area in your heart. Or a location. It may be your location where you are now. It may be another location. So you just pray to the Lord of the harvest for those areas. And God, if he's inspired it in you, he's going to perform it. Like God does the work. We do the praying, and we move as God leads us by his Spirit. So, I got inspired. I'm pretty greedy when it comes to having fields. I don't want one field, I want many fields. And I want many labourers, but one labourer in each field. You know, so, I printed off the map of Europe, and the map of England, and the rest of the world. And I put a pin in each place where people have come from, like where you guys come from in the States, Europe, and other places God has put in my heart. And I believe God worked that in me, because I'm going to see labourers in each of those areas. It's going to happen, baby, because that didn't come from me. That come by inspiration of God, and I believe the working of God in my heart. I know that God is working in me continuously. When I'm awake, when I'm asleep, he's working in me. He's energizing his thoughts, his inspired ideas. And so now I've done that. Now God says, you look at that when you see it and you speak in tongues. So every day since I've been here, I've been praying for that one key laborer in each location. And it will happen. You will see it happen. All right. Because this has not come from my mind. But this has come from the inspiration of God. I trust that. Do you trust when God shows you something that it's God actually showing you? And the way that it comes to pass is that we declare it. We say what we want. not what we see. We call those things which are not as though they were, and it will become. God says there's death and life is in the power of your tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I've shared these things many times. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What you habitually think and confess is your reality. That's what will become. Alright, I didn't say it, it's in the scriptures, many different places. Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, Proverbs, you know, as a man thinks in his heart, you know, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And so you're going to enjoy the fruit of your lips as well. So what are we saying? So God really wants us to go to him. He wants us to give him our desires. And we ask God for his desires. And as we do that, then he will inspire you with thoughts, ideas, and then get the image in your mind of what you're desiring. Get that image in your mind and don't let it go. Imprint it in your brain. And you just do that by repetition and association. You know, you impress it upon your heart. And Joshua, I was sharing with Kim, like I was thinking about Joshua when Moses had died. And then God spoke to Joshua and said, you know, don't be discouraged. Be very courageous. You know, you shall meditate in my law, right? That's what God said to him. And that word meditate means to mutter. So what Joshua was actually saying must have been what God was telling him. Every place that you put your foot, I have given you. And the other encouragement in that as well. See, like, so if you read that in Joshua chapter 1, what God told Joshua he was going to do, I can guarantee, from what I understand now, he was saying what God has said. And then he took the action and God was able to make it happen. So we got to keep, like the word to me many years ago was, you're going to move the word in all of the UK and the whole of Europe. And that's not just me, but I know that's a direction, that's a vision, that's a goal set. After 10 years of praying to God, I want to hear a word from him, what he wanted me personally, Lawrence John Tor, to do. I needed to hear from him. 10 years in the wilderness after leaving the ministry. Nothing from no one for many years, and then I get the connection. This man comes into this fellowship, and we sat down having this fellowship, and as he's sharing, he stopped. He said, now I know why I'm here. You're going to move the word in all of the UK and the whole of Europe. Now, God established that same thing, because about 7 years later, when I was in Nepal, another lady come from Tennessee, I invited her to come to India and to Nepal with us to see what God was doing. And I was with Danny and Amber, they're my witnesses. And I was downstairs in my room, and she was right up the top of this building in this hotel. And Amber and Danny come and said, look, this person wants to see you, they got something they want to speak into your life. So I went up there, and this lady, you know, I go in the room and her husband's there, and she goes, first of all, I thought the Lord wanted me to wash your feet. She goes, but then God showed me what I needed to say to you. So she sat me down, Danny down, Amber down, and Becky Jancy was with us. This was in a hotel in Nepal. And then she said, and then she prophesied over these guys here. And then she said, now I want to prophesy into your life. And at that time, I was going through a little bit of a difficult time. And so I closed my eyes, and she began to say, you are going to move God's word throughout all of the UK and the whole of Europe and the continent of Europe. And it was near enough. The exact same words, just with the added bit, and the continent of Europe. And she said, and I see that you're carrying a burden on your shoulders, which doesn't belong there. It belongs on the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when she said that, I had a picture, literally, of Jesus Christ right in front of me, and I burst into tears. So God will always establish his word to you. God has put stuff in your hearts that's been spoken and prophesied into your life that he wants to do with you and through you. You are very important. Every individual here is very important. So can you remember what's been spoken into your life? Maybe it hasn't been spoken yet for some. But I'm guarantee you somewhere along the line, if you look back at the course of your walk, God has spoken specific things personally to you, maybe by another mouth, maybe by revelation to your heart. But when it comes by another mouth, and I'm sure God has done this for you, you just need to recall to mind and ask God to remind you. God's going to do what he says he's going to do. Like, who's it shared earlier on, Anna? When God says something, it's going to be done, it's going to be done. So I believe that. So when God said to Abraham, I'm going to make you the father of many nations, what did he say? What did he say? Like, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. And Abraham believed and become fully persuaded. So God has been working with my faith to become fully persuaded about what he's given me as a job to do. And, you know, plus the other things that he's spoken to me in dreams, like real God really speaks in dreams, guys, believe me. You'll know when he's done it. Amy's put her hand up, praise the Lord. And there's other people. And, you know, when he said to me, anoint my fields with oil, feed my people. Now I understand that's speaking by the Spirit. If you want to see things grow, you're going to let God give you the words. Let God give you those words. And if you're bold and you declare them, you're going to see people come up in faith. You're going to see those people that connect to the words that God gives you to speak flourish and grow and understanding come. So clarity has really come to my heart and my mind. And I've been on this journey and I'm saying, look, God, 53 years. I'm 53 years old now. Born again when I was 15, 16. Can't remember the exact age. I think I was 15. And now I really desire. Now you've got me to the place of humbleness. And that's the place it starts. I cease from my knowledge. You know, I've written many articles on my website. I love studying the Word. I love putting stuff together. That's my heart. And I still do that, but I don't do it in the sense of doing it because I feel I need to put something up. But I want God to direct me. So he inspired me the other day to do that little written article, which I've done, and I've done it because I knew it was God showing me to do that. He just gave me the words and helped me to put it in a certain way to communicate. So we really got to do what, if you're going to see things happen, you know, we can't be looking at other people. God will show you where to connect to be fed, but it's not that you got to do everything that person you're connected to says. You're receiving, and then you walk with God. So, like, I connect with Sandgate, for an example. Just for an example, I'm not trying to promote anyone. I want to promote God. But I know, for me, I know that God is working in Sandgate, and I knew that God wanted me to connect there because there's certain words that he's speaking that God's giving that's helping me to accomplish the things that God wants me to do and has called me to do. So I receive those things, and then I just walk with God. I'm not checking with Sangha, like, okay, I've done this today and I've done that. That's not the connection I'm on about. Our connection is with God, and each one is free. All of you are free to connect where God shows you. And if you do that, God will have you connect to someone that is walking the walk that you want to walk. That is walking the way, the path that you want to follow on, right? So you need to have someone that is kind of doing it, right? Someone that is kind of better than you in the sense of, not that they're better than you because we're all the same in God's eyes, but he's proven track record of growth and increase and other wonderful ministers like him doing the same thing in India. And look, this can happen right where you are. It's going to happen here. I'm telling you now, it's going to happen here. I'm fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. I'm not going to make it happen because I'm nothing in and of myself. But I'm submitting to the will of God and call on my life and be willing to put myself out there to be ridiculed, to be spoken about, because I know God's going to do this. And my confidence is sky high in my Heavenly Father. I've always had to have someone to kind of lean on and go to and to verify and check things. But now I know I can do that with God as I go to him. And, you know, I'm not saying I got everything perfect, because I haven't. I haven't got it all together yet. I will do when I meet my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ face to face, because then I'm known, be known even as I'm known. So we got this wonderful hope. We've only got one shot at this life, so give it all you got unto God. Everything you got unto God. Cease from your own works. Allow God to energize you. Allow God to work in you powerfully. Go for it. You got nothing to lose, but everything to gain for God and His glory and for His kingdom. That, you know, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That when we open our mouth as God opens the doors, then people will come from darkness to light. They'll be set free. They'll have clarity in their life. They know that there's something more than just this life. Because there's a lot of people out there that are lost. A lot of people there that are in fear because of the God of this world and His narratives, who has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. Right? And we're the ones that give that light. We are the ones that reconcile people back to God. We've got that word and ministry of reconciliation. So we need to open our mouths boldly to make known the one true God and His Son, Jesus Christ. What is available? That you are healed now. That you are delivered now. That you are set free now. That's walking in the renewed mind, in manifestation. We're not focusing on the old man and our downfalls. We got them. We got the pitfalls and the downfalls and the bad habits, but we don't focus on that. We focus on the Heavenly Father, and we move in a straight line as God is directing. And, you know, God is working with you guys. Really go to God. Say, Father, where do you really want me to be connected? Where I'm going to be fed? Where I'm going to be encouraged to come to you? Where I'm not going to be dictated to and being told I need to do this, that, and that. But just encouraged. You know, we're encouragers. We encourage people to go to God. We give them the things that they can do and apply, that they can be fruitful and profitable in every area, and that they can show forth this wholeness. And the ready people will receive this word. So God bless you. I'm going to hand this over to Kim now. She's doing the main teaching tonight, but that was what was in my heart to share. And I know God's working in all of you really powerfully. He's working in you mightily. And don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Don't let your surroundings, your old thoughts and emotions tell you otherwise. You tell it to shut up. You're dead. And you're alive unto God. So God bless you. Have wonderful hearts.